With the holidays now behind us, Mac Brown is showing off his shopping spree. 9 transfers from around the country and the world are now officially Tar Heels, meaning Carolina can now focus on its upcoming spring season. With the program also adding 10 true freshmen early enrollees, a large percentage of the spring squad will be brand new to Chapel Hill. The group of transfers includes some familiar faces from ACC opponents, such as Georgia Tech wide receiver Nate McCollum and Virginia Tech cornerback Armani Chapman. Stars from teams outside the Power Five, such as standout East Tennessee State cornerback Elijah Huzzy and Kent State wide receiver Tez Walker, also join. Brown said networking with one of Carolina's star players aided in the recruitment of some of the transfers.
When Elijah Huzzy got in the portal, we've got Gary Downs, that's a recruiting coordinator and running back coach at East Tennessee State. The fact that Nate McCollum had a relationship with not only Pat, but he had one with Josh Downs. And Josh could tell him what this place is like. Gary could tell Elijah what this place is like after he got in the portal. So much of this now is on relationships.
In some cases, direct family ties even came into play. Defensive back Derek Allen from Georgia Tech is the older brother of UNC's rising sophomore cornerback Marcus Allen. Carolina's dip into the portal also included a player the program didn't meet in person, Tom McGinnis, a punter from Australia who gives UNC more international flair at that position. McGinnis was the last of the 9 transfers to arrive in Chapel Hill, and though Brown said he's hopeful about the new haul, he stopped short of giving any real predictions for their impact.
We haven't coached these guys yet. We've played against a number of them. And that's one thing that you do. If you lose a guy that's not playing as much and you gain a guy that's a superstar on their team, you would hope that it upgrades your roster.
McCollum and Walker are particularly notable in that respect. Both led their respective teams in catches, yards, and receiving touchdowns this past season. And when it came to picking receiver talent from the portal, Brown said Carolina had plenty of choices. The reason why? It came down to who would be throwing them the football.
Oh, there's absolutely no question that people want to play with Drake. And we had calls from receivers all over the country that want to play with him. So he helped us. There's no question.
Brown said he was proud of Carolina's 9 wins last year and Coastal Division title. After all, it's only the second time the program has won 9 games since Brown left in 1997. But now, after a season which seemed destined for greatness came up short, the Hall of Famer said 9 wins won't cut it anymore. He said the next step is turning around 3 of Carolina's 5 losses, which were decided by 1 possession.
But we're a really good program. We got to be a great program. And to do that, we had to win the last 4 games, and 3 of them, we were down to the last play. So we've got to get guys that love football and compete all the time and figure out how to make that one more play.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.